I'm sure we've heard, all heard over the last, you know, it's a common phrase these last couple of years, people of all ages, but a lot of the young adult age, I'm keeping my options open, afraid to make a commitment, afraid to make a firm decision, waiting for that next best thing to come along, and I don't want to put myself in a position where I may not be able to take advantage of it. This paralyzing fear of making a decision, of making a commitment, is contrary to what the life of a disciple is supposed to be. And this is what Christ is presenting to us today. 2 weeks ago in the gospel, we heard Jesus say that the way to heaven was a narrow gate and few find it, but the road to destruction was broad and many carry it, many find it. And then last week, we learned the key to that door, that pathway, was humility. Of being little, being honest, being aware of how great God is, and that He is the source of everything, and that my life is a complete, total gift in response to the greatness of God. And to go further, Christ kind of ratchets it up today, this cost of discipleship. You got to hate your mother and your father, your brother and sister. You have to renounce all your possessions. You got to pick up your cross and carry it. Pretty harsh words. First, we have to know that when he talks about hate, you know, that's a hyperbolic expression, using extremes to make a point. And even in the Hebrew or the Greek would be to love less, to love God more, to love God first. And your husband, your wife, your children, and anything else, love them less than you love God. Because as we say yes to this life of discipleship, as we say yes to this invitation, what we find is that God brings order to our life. That most of us are stuck in some kind of pattern of disorder. Our hearts are restless, and there's lots of chaos and confusion going on. A life of discipleship brings order to our life. And it begins by putting God first. It's the first commandment. And if we could get that right, then the rest will fall into place. And this is why he goes on to say, unless you renounce all your possessions, unless you say goodbye, would be another interpretation of that Greek word. Say goodbye. Don't have such a priority for these things. Make a commitment to me and let nothing else come in their way. Make a firm decision. Don't keep your options open. Christ is enough for everything that you ever want and everything that you ever desire. But we have to allow Him to be. We have to trust Him, which means we can't hold on to anything in this world. This virtue of detachment. When we let go of the things of the world, it doesn't mean that we're all going to be living in abject poverty. That's not what he's talking about. But what possesses you? Maybe we can think it back to last weekend when we thought the hurricane was going to destroy Florida and we were packing up or buying supplies. What were those things that you thought you couldn't live without that you had to bring with you if you had to evacuate? What are those things in your life that you've allowed to creep into maybe that first position where God, where only God can be? Christ is asking us today to take an inventory, to do an examination, to see where our heart is. Where do our allegiances lie? Have we made a firm commitment to Him and for Him? Are we true disciples? The last thing that Jesus said before He ascended at the end of Matthew's gospel was, go make disciples of all nations. That's why the church exists. Nothing else. Everything else the church does is to assist in making disciples. And if we don't make disciples, then nothing else we do matters. You know, one of the infant baptism and faith being passed down to families at a young age is a beautiful thing, a beautiful opportunity for our children to live a lifelong discipleship from their earliest ages to the day they die. But one of the dangers is that we never have to make a firm adult decision for our faith. We'll never say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. I will renounce all my possessions and follow you. Yes, certainly some who go to the religious life, or maybe some priest will make these declarations. But for most of us, we kind of just sift through, sort through life without ever making a firm and solid decision that, yes, Lord, I will live for you. I give my life to you. You are all that I ever need. Have you made that decision yet? Have you surrendered everything that you have, everything that you want to be? Have you surrendered all your fears and all your failures and all the past regrets? Are you committed to a life of following Christ and Him alone? This is the story of a Christian, is that we come to know Christ. In some way, we're introduced to Him. Maybe it's in our faith formation class. Maybe it's in Catholic school. Maybe it's on a retreat or a convention somewhere. Maybe we're listening to the radio and we hear a song and our hearts get pierced. But something happens and we get to know about this person named Jesus. And we have to make a decision to say, yes, I will follow you. And it doesn't matter how old or how young you are. It really is a daily decision. Pope Benedict, when he visited in 2008, when he was talking to the young people in New York, said, you lose nothing when you say yes to Jesus. In fact, by saying yes to Jesus, you gain everything. This is the path to true freedom. You know, we buy into the lie and the political freedom that means many choices means many goods. And that as long as I have lots of options, that means I'm good. I'm successful. I'm keeping my options open. Again, that's contrary to what Christ is asking each one of us. Have you made the decision to hate everything, to renounce everything, to carry your cross? The cross for us has been kind of sanitized, this nice little gold thing we wear around our neck. But to the Jews who are hearing this, this is nothing. Maybe if we watched Mel Gibson's The Passion, it might give us a glimpse of what the cross was to these people. And this is what Christ says you must carry. He's kind of thinning the crowd. It was a large crowd that was following him. And instead of celebrating this, he's kind of winnowing, thinning. Okay, you're with me, but are you really with me? You know, we've tried to make life in the church easy these past couple of generations. We've decreased the number of holy days of obligation. We've decreased the days of fasting. And the fast before the Eucharist is now only an hour. It used to be from midnight. We've made the liturgy more understandable. We've done these things to make it easy. We've given you a Saturday night mass and a Sunday night mass and four or five masses on Sunday morning to make it easy for the people. Is it working? When we have 1,700 families and maybe 1,700 people come to mass each weekend, when a study from last month shows that only 30% of Catholics believe in the real presence. We're in an interesting time in the church. In some places in Africa and in India and Asia, people are dying just because they go to Mass. I think we can say they've made that radical choice of discipleship. Are you willing to leave everything behind for Jesus? And if not, what's stopping you? This is the only way to freedom. This is the only way to happiness, the only way to peace, the only way to joy. Ask for that grace to see that deep inside your heart, what you still holding on to. Then ask for the grace to let it go. The Lord is enough for you. Ask for the grace to let it be so for you.